This is the John Tesh Radio Show. If you're just tuning in, you've got good timing. I have Josh Groban on the phone line, and if you don't know his name, you certainly know his music. He's the 21-year-old singer discovered by producer David Foster. In the last year, Josh has sold 3 million copies of his debut album. He has sung a duet with Barbara Streisand. He has performed for the Pope. He has appeared in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and received critical acclaim. I saw him on his public television show for the first time and was just blown away, could not turn the TV off, and we are fortunate to have this guy on the phone with us now. Josh, how are you doing? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, John, how are you? Thank you for having me.
You bet. Now, for those of us who have just heard your music in the last year, it seems like your career has taken off like a huge shot. Is that the case, or have you? Is it one of those deals where you've been doing this forever?
Well, I mean, in the scheme of things, I haven't really been doing it for a very long time. This year has gone by so fast. I've had such incredible moments. I can only hope that they continue. But I really kind of started singing when I was 15 or 16, and then it all started happening professionally when I was 17 and 18, and I didn't start making the album until 19. So, you know, things have just kind of gone by, but I've got a little ways to go, I think.
Well, there are a lot of great singers out there, but not all of them catch the eye or the ear of David Foster, of course. So how did that happen? I know David pretty well, and it takes a lot to impress this guy. I mean, one day you're going to high school, and the next you're singing at the Grammys with Celine Dion. How did that work?
Well, it was a huge surprise to me, too, because, you know, he's won so many Grammys for mostly female artists. I mean, 14 Grammys, you know, for, you know, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. You know, when he heard me, and especially because he's from the pop genre and I was doing musical theater mostly, I was surprised that he wanted to use my voice. But he said there's a real place for it out there. And we together decided on what kind of music would best suit my voice and what we could do. And we've been working together ever since.
Well, the last 12 months must have blown you away. As I said when I introduced you, you've sung with Sting, you've sung for the Pope. I mean, just amazing stuff.
Yeah, some pretty incredible things. I have so much to be thankful for this year. I've been totally blessed and so lucky. And so this year, I mean, this Christmas was really just about being with my family and being with my friends and looking back on all the great things that have happened and hopefully starting again for the new year. So, this December, I was able to sing for the Pope at Vatican City, and that was an incredible event. And I sang in November in Oslo for the Nobel Peace Prize concert, and that was incredible also. So, I've been invited to some amazing things, I don't know how much more I can do from here, but I feel like I've experienced everything.
Well, you still got quite a career ahead of you, but when you turned 21, which was about this time last year, did you really live it up? Did you celebrate?
No, I'm not a party person. You know, I was in Chicago doing radio promotion on my birthday. So you know, some of the Warner people took me out for some sushi. I love sushi. So we went to a restaurant that was, the fish was so fresh that one of the fish actually started moving again on the table while we were eating it. So I won't get that image ever out of my mind. I think 21 was more disturbing than anything else. So I hope that 22 I'm able to have a bigger party with no live animals.
This is the John Tesh Radio Show. Well said, Josh. We're talking with Josh Groban. And Josh, you would not believe how many requests we get for your song, To Where You Are. Can you give me some background on that song?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think it's something that most of the population can relate to. It was written a couple of years ago by Richard Marx and Linda Thompson. And the lyrics and the melody really express how one feels when somebody loses a loved one, and how they desperately try to find something that shows them that they're still around, and how we often do see things or hear things or just know, we have a feeling that they're still there with us even though they're not. And so that song is basically for all those people that have lost somebody. And you know, like I said, it was written 2 years ago, but I think it took on a whole new meaning after September 11th. David E. Kelly used it in the Christmas episode of Ally McBeal that was in fact a tribute to the victims. So and for me personally, of course, just like everybody else, it's for the loved ones that I've lost as well.
It is a beautiful song, and you sing it perfectly. Josh Groban, thank you so much for joining us today. It certainly is an honor for us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.